look at a passage of Scripture probably that's very common, very familiar to many of us. Starting in verse 7, Matthew 7, 7. So that ought to be easy to find as we think about the things that are God taught us, Jesus taught us in Scripture. So let me read that passage and then we'll think about it. Matthew 7, starting in verse 7. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. And to him that knocks it will be opened. Or what man is there among you who, when his son asks for a loaf, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, he will not give him a snake, will he? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give what is good to those who ask Him? Jesus called on us to pray, and He gave us some clues in prayer. He said, we're to ask, seek, and knock. We just sang about that. I like that. Let's think about those areas. So if you've got your outline out and writing in some notes, you can write in, keep asking, expecting to receive. Keep asking, expecting to receive. Now, you notice what he said. In 7, he said, ask and it will be given to you. And in 8, he says, everyone who asks receives. So when I talk to God and I ask God about something, I'm expecting to receive something from Him. I'll talk more about that aspect of it, what we receive in a minute. But just right now, I ask, believing that I am going to receive something from God. Thinking that He is going to respond. Aren't you glad God listens? Aren't you glad that because He is paying attention. He really is aware of all His children. And to me, that's still amazing. Here's God, and ever how many thousands or millions of Christians are in the world, He can hear them all at the same time and listen to them and respond to them. I do well to keep up with just one or two people, let alone all the others. But God hears us. Let me read the Scripture passage. It says, these things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. This is the confidence that we have before Him. If we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the request which we have asked from Him. I want you to notice what this Scripture said. We ask, but we ask how? According to His will. This promise is based on that we ask according to what God has said for us, or what we know God wants for us. It says, if we ask according to His will, what happens? If we ask according to His will, what does it say? He hears us, and if He hears us, we have what we've asked for. So the key is what? Asking for the right things to start with. Because He said, if we ask according to His will, He hears, and if He hears, He grants. So when we talk about asking, we're going to keep asking according to His plan and purpose. And I ask Him. Now, I want you to notice in each one of these statements, I put the word keep in front of those words, because that's the nature of this passage of Scripture. It is ask and keep asking. Continue to ask God. I know there are those who think that maybe God's a slow giver and we got to change His mind. That's not it. We ask because we know we need it. And we keep on asking. We come to Him for answers and for direction. So we ask Him. So I keep asking that, knowing that I am going to receive. I am going to get something from God. So what do I ask for? Well, I ask for things according to His will. One of the things I might ask for is for wisdom. Is that all right to ask for wisdom? Yeah, God, the Scripture says we ask for wisdom, He'll give it, and He won't fuss at us for doing so. I'm paraphrasing, but He promised to that. Another thing that I'm asking God to teach me is to love Him with all my heart, mind, soul, and strength. To teach me that. Is that all right to ask Him to do that? Because He said the number one commandment is to love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And I find I'm not there yet. I wish I was. The song we sang earlier, "All That Thrills My Soul Is Jesus," gets to me all the time. Because it's not always true that He's the only thing that thrills me. But I want my life to change. So I ask Him to change my heart so that I'm really, really, really earnestly desiring to love Him with everything within me. And then second, to love my neighbors myself. And so when I ask, Jesus said, "Ask and you will receive." I believe if I ask for wisdom, He's going to give it. I believe if I ask for love for my neighbor, He's going to give it. If I ask for things that He's outlined in Scripture, I can look forward to Him working that out in my life. The problem sometimes with asking is He doesn't do it the way I want Him to do it, and He doesn't do it when I want Him to do it. I guess maybe that's just a guy thing, but I want to ask, I want to get it and get it over with. From a guy standpoint, you go hunt it, kill it, shoot it, and bring it home. Well, we approach something like that, so we want God to respond to us like that. And He doesn't do that. Because does He know when to give it? Does He know what to give? Yes, He does. And how to do it. All that is in. So I'm going to keep asking. So the Scripture says in another passage, you receive not because you don't ask. Now, the other passage talks about we ask for amiss, we ask for our own selfishness, some other things as well while we don't receive. But this Scripture said, if I ask according to His will, He's going to hear and He's going to ask. So I'm going to keep on asking. Who else are we going to go to? Keep talking to Him. Second area is keep seeking, expecting to find. Keep seeking, expecting to find. It says, but without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. The other Scripture says, therefore, if you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on the things that are on earth, for you have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. I want you to notice what He said. He is a rewarder of those who what? Now, some translations don't put the word diligently. I like that part in there, too. He rewards those who seek Him. But what are we seeking? Him. Him. Don't you like it when you have a relationship, people like you, they want you, not what you do for them? Sometimes we see God as a heavenly Santa Claus and we want Him to give us all we ask for. I believe God is delighted when we come and say, God, I just want You. I want to know You, love You, understand You, serve You, and we come and seek Him. Because it said He's a rewarder of those who seek Him. So, one of the things I think He's saying is He rewards us by revealing Himself to us, showing Himself to us. Is there more about God that you and I could understand than we already do? Is there a better, deeper relationship available? So when I seek Him. I seek what He is, who He is. And I seek the things that are above. Now, which do we deal with most often? Things above or things down here? Which one is in our face more? It's stuff down here. And I have to say, God, help me remember that when I seek whatever it is, that I remember I need to focus on what's above, and You help me apply Your truth to whatever I'm dealing with down here. So that when I'm going grocery shopping, I say, God, help me grocery shop. Is that okay? God, show me how to do that. Or whatever I'm doing, dealing with our kids, Lord, how do I deal with that? Yeah, cook, whatever. But you see, it's not that I don't do those things. It's my focus on why I do them. And I'm seeking His will, His plan, His purpose, because we belong to Him and everything about us. So I'm seeking His focus in whatever I'm doing. Him to help me zero in so that I'm thinking that way. Now, if I'm seeking God and really want to know God, where am I going to go? If I really, really want to know God and want to know the relationship with Him, where am I going to go? I'm going to go to this book. Because He gave it to us, right? He's the author of it. He used human beings to do it, but he's the author of it. Do you suppose that he revealed himself in this book? Do you suppose if I read that and keep looking, that he'll show himself to me more and more? And so I want to keep seeking, but so I want to seek in the Scriptures and ask him to teach me those things. When you come to Sunday school, for instance, are you seeking God or are you just doing a lesson? When you come to worship, are you just coming to say, well, I've been to worship, or am I come seeking the Lord? You see, the focus is seeking him, to know him, because he is the supply. He is the only one who can do what we need to do. I'm grateful that not only does God give us things, but he gives us himself, and in himself there is all the other things that are needed. So I keep seeking, expecting to find. The next area, he says, keep knocking, expecting God to open. Keep knocking, expecting God to open. He says, now he said to them, these are my words which I have spoken to you while I was still with you, that all things which are written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms may be fulfilled. Then he opened their minds to understand the Scriptures. To me, I ask, and I may or may not be urgent, seeking sometimes seems I'm a little more diligent. When I knock, I'm really hunting for it. What I think of when I think about knocking is, I'm thinking about if you've been out in a snowstorm and you're about to freeze to death and you're trying to get in somebody's house, you don't just tap. You knock. Let me in. I'm about to die. Let me in. That's that kind of knocking. That kind of urgency, I think, that he's talking about. And I say, God, I need you. I need you. On the other hand, does God ever knock on your door? I'm just reminded that Jesus said that he knocks and wants to come into us. Now, I realize that we use that in a reference to being saved. But does God ever knock on your door and say, I want to talk to you now? Does he keep on? He does. But when I'm talking about knocking, I'm saying, God, I realize the urgency of this situation. I realize I need you, and I'm going to cry out to you and knock on the door until you open it, however you open it, in a sense of urgency. So I'm going to keep asking, seeking, and knocking. Where else are we going to go? I'm reminded when Jesus said to the disciples one day, when some of them left him because he told them they had to eat his flesh and drink his blood, and he said, "Will you?" And the people left. Jesus said to the disciples, "Well, you going to leave too?" You remember what they said? Where are we going to go? You got the words of eternal life. This is it. This is the bottom line, so to speak. So I want to keep asking, seeking, and knocking. On the other side of your notes, think about, if you want to write in, believe God is a better giver than human father. Believe God is a better giver than human fathers. Verse 9 and verse 10, he compared it to a human father. He simply said, if there's a man among you, if his child, his son or daughter, asks for a loaf, he doesn't give him a rock. He asks for a fish, he doesn't give him a snake. We would agree that human fathers do what is good. Now, I realize there are sometimes fathers that are not, but generally speaking. But he's saying, he compared, if a human father cares enough to give what is good, if he cares enough to do what is best for us, not to give us something harmful, we can trust the fact that God is a better father than the human father. Would you agree with that? Is he really a better father? So, therefore, if a human father will take care of his children, how much more is God going to take care of his kids? He's going to take care of them. Let me read the scripture there that says, what shall we say then to these things? If God is for us, who's against us? I like that. He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him over for all, for us all, how will he not also with him freely give us all things? When I think about the character of God, this scripture says God gave Jesus. He shared his son. He let him die on the cross. He let him live down here and ultimately give himself for our sins. Is that the top-notch giving? It's the best. So this scripture says to me that he didn't spare his own son. He gave the very ultimate that he had in Christ. Why in the world won't he give us everything else lesser? That's what, as I read this scripture passage. So God is a better Father, and I can trust Him as a Heavenly Father because He's already proven that He loves me and has my best interest in heart by His death and resurrection of His Son. If He gave me Him, He's going to give me everything else that I need. Of course, the question is, what do I need? Do we find sometimes what I need and what God knows I need may not be the same? He didn't always promise to meet everything we ask for if it's not according to His will, but He does promise to meet our needs. But He made this promise. I hope you think about that. God is my Father, your Father, if you know Jesus, is a better giver than any human father ever existed on this earth. And I had a good father. I'm grateful for the father gave me. And many of you had good fathers. Some of you didn't. And I'm sorry that you did not experience a human father. But I want to tell you, God is a father that's better than any human father you ever had. And if you happen to have a father that wasn't kind and caring, I'm sorry that you had that. But God the Father is a whole lot better. He will always treat you with respect and honor and blessings and all kinds of things. So God is a better. So Jesus said to them, just think about it from a human standpoint. You will not give Him something harmful. You will only give the child something good. And that is true. So let me suggest, and the next thing in your notes is, be sure God is my Father. Be sure God is my Father. He said in verse 11, if you being evil know how to give good things to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give what's good to Him? Now, let me ask you, is this statement for every person on earth? Or is this statement about my Father only for those who know Jesus? This promise is only for those who have believed in Christ and have Him as Savior. Because I can't call Him Father until I've received His Son Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Not in an intimate kind of, not in the way that the Scripture talks about. So I need to say, is God really my Father? Have I received His Son? Because the Scripture says, through Him, I know the Father. In fact, let me read the passage on your notes. Thomas said to Him, Lord, we do not know where You're going. How do we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through Me. These are the words of Jesus. They aren't my words. They're not some church's words. They're His words. Jesus said, I am way, the way, the truth, and the life. The only way to the Father is through Him. But aren't you glad that if you come through Jesus, you get to go to the Father? And today, if you receive Jesus, can you call God your Father as well? Can you claim the promises of God about your Heavenly Father being who He says He is? So I think when Jesus talked about praying, He's saying recognize that when you come, you're coming to somebody who is your Father. Now to me, it's amazing that I get to call Him Father. But it's even more amazing that He calls me His child. I don't know what you think about it, but I think every once in a while about who I am and how short my life shortcomings I have and places I don't always carry through. And He knows that. He even knows the stuff that goes on in my brain that I don't ever tell anybody else about that probably ought not to be there. Does He see all that? Does He love us anyway? Does He care for us anyway? To me, it's amazing that God the Father says, I want to be your Father. I want you to be my child. And He expressed that in Jesus. But I come to celebrate. So when I pray, I'm going to somebody who says, I'm your Father and I love you and I'm going to be the ultimate Father to you. You just have to learn to trust me, learn to yield to me, learn to cooperate with me. So I'm grateful today. So my prayer is if you don't know God as Father, that you'll know Him before you leave here. You know Him through Jesus. If you receive Christ, and you know you're lost without Jesus, and you ask Him to save you, and you receive Jesus, He says you become a child of God. God becomes your Father. And my prayer is that that'll happen if you've never ever done that before. So Jesus said, ask, seek, and knock. Again, notice all those ways saying keep on asking, keep on seeking, keep on knocking. Why do you quit asking? Why do you quit seeking? Or why do you quit knocking? At least one reason. And then because you don't think it's going to do any good, you give up. No, we can't do that. And remember that His answers are better than my prayers. And it's in His time and in His way. And what He's going to give me is better than what I ask for. Even though He doesn't give me what I ask for. If you ever find yourself sometimes glad He didn't give you what you asked for. There's a song that's been a country western song about thank God for unanswered prayers. Because He knows better. So let me go to the last thing on your notes. Trust God for His good answers. Trust God for His good answers. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord gives grace and glory. No good thing does He withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, how blessed is a man who trusts in You. Isn't that a wonderful promise? No good thing will He withhold from who? Those who walk uprightly. Those who walk with Him. God made a promise. In His Word. And we're blessed to trust Him. So when I ask and I knock and I seek, God's going to give me the right answer. He's going to help me find the right thing. He's going to open the right doors. Can you trust Him for that all the time? Do we trust Him all the time? Or do we sometimes get in situations we wonder, God, are You really going to come through with this or not? Our human nature sometimes gets to thinking, God, it doesn't look like You're doing what I want You to do, and we get discouraged. We need to keep asking, seeking, and knocking, because God has promised. He said in this scripture passage, Jesus said, if you know how to give gifts to your children, how much more? Not that, how much more will your Father in heaven give what is good to those who ask Him? So whatever He gives you is going to be good. Whatever He gives you, as you seek Him, is going to be good. That's the promise from the Lord Jesus Himself. And so I'm going to trust Him that whatever I bring to Him and whatever answers He gives will be good answers. I've commented about it. I just said it, but I'm going to remind you. His answers are always better than my prayers. His answers are always better because He knows what to do, how to do it, when to do it, and He loves to do it. I don't think God's a big bad father up in heaven waiting for you to beg Him and plead. And He's just saying keep on asking because we're trusting Him. Keep on knocking because we're trusting Him. Keep on seeking because we need Him. We not really recognize that. And so when Jesus said ask, seek, and knock, He really meant it. And keep on doing it. Keep on coming to Him. Where else are we going to go? You've heard this before, but let me read it again. It's entitled, Ask God. I asked for strength, and God gave me difficulties to make me strong. I asked for wisdom, and God gave me problems to solve. I asked for prosperity, and God gave me brawn and brain to work. I asked for courage, and God gave me dangers to overcome. I asked for patience. God placed me in situations where I was forced to wait. I asked for love, and God gave me trouble people to help. I asked for favors, and God gave me opportunities. I received nothing I wanted. I received everything I needed. My prayer has been answered. And so when I ask, seek, and knock, I do it with the understanding and the confidence that the God I talk to is better than any human father, and He's going to respond in His way, in His time, and what is good, always. God always, always, always responds by what is good. So I want to trust Him. My prayer is that we'll allow Him to do that. So let's bow together. That began as